Let's now move into a meditation where we connect with that part of ourselves that exists. It's inside of us 24/7. There is a soul energy that resides in you, that is connected to the Creator and connected to our soul family, and therefore connected to each other in a oneness that we don't necessarily see, feel, or sense in our linear 3D lives, and yet it exists. And that oneness with everything is where there are no issues of self-worth, because we recognize the magnificence that we are. We are not separate. And if you're not separate, you're connected to the Creator. And if you're connected to the Creator, there is nothing but magnificence. And so this is where we really want to ask for a strong, clear connection to the Creator to enhance soul communication. We give the intent, dear Kryon, dear Spirit, dear Creator, we ask for an even deeper, even stronger connection to the core magnificence of who we are. And so let us now relax in the arms of Spirit and hear the message from Kryon to help us do just that.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the second week of a series, and the series is all about what we have called peeling the onion. Each week we are going to give a subject about the onion. What is it we are trying to peel away? You've had one, this is the second. And the subject tonight is unworthiness. Wow. That perhaps is the most common issue with old souls and light workers. Did you know that? And it seems to be counterintuitive. Why would one who is discovering and awakening the beauty of themselves, a piece of God that they are, why would they also feature unworthiness? You might instead say, well, they have to be feeling worthy in order to claim the magnificence of their soul, of the new Akash that is beginning to blossom. How could they sit and feel unworthy and at the same time have all of this awakening going on? This onion is perhaps the biggest one, if you want to use it in a metaphoric way, the biggest one of all the four that we're going to study this month. Here's why. It is completely and totally due to the Akash. The Akashic record, that is to say, the energies developed by the things that have taken place in the lives of all the souls on the planet, that is the Akashic record. It resides then in the soul, and it is there in a way that is reflective of everything that has ever happened. It remembers everything. But there is an issue with it. It's a spiritual issue. And some have asked, why does it even have to be this way? It carries so many things in when you come in. Perhaps the largest one, one of the ones that was recognized first is this. It carries that which some have called the energy of incompleteness, karma. What you didn't get done last time, you have to get done this time. Or perhaps what you did last time that was inappropriate, you're looking to undo this time. And that has been called karma. It's a big one. It's an energy that lies on many when they arrive. When I first got here, 33 years ago, the first message was this. Much of the old energy paradigms of the way things work are starting to change. That there's going to be a shift on the earth. The magnetic grid would move. That slowly the shift would be revealed and you'd know what I'm talking about. It has. You do. You sit in it. And I said, because of that, one of the first things you can do, if you wish, drop your karma. You don't need it anymore. That's an energy of the past you don't need now. Drop it. And we gave you instructions for how to drop it with intent, through giving perhaps an implantation of permission to change, and that's one of the changes. All of those things were part of the original Kryon information. But still, besides karma, what else is it that you carry in? And now I'll tell you where the real issue is. If you take a look at history, the lifetimes that you've lived, it doesn't matter where you've been on the planet. Lifetime after lifetime, whatever gender you have been at that time or now, it doesn't matter. Because one of the issues has been you being persecuted at some level for what you believe. Not only was the persecution there, old soul, because you would awaken with some idea that perhaps things were different than you were told at that time, there was this, that slowly over decades, millennia, the idea was formed that humans are born unworthy. And this then has been part of almost all of the spiritual systems, not all, but many, most. And that you arrive unworthy and you have to somehow crawl into worthiness by deeds, by what you do. Not only that, but there are things that you must do spiritually that will then garner the agreement from God that you can be smiled upon. How do you like that? Some have told you that you can't even have a communication to God. So far removed is the love of God, you need an interpreter in order to get to God. You can't even say hello because you're unworthy. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And if you moved off of that paradigm, you are persecuted. So many of you have this in your DNA at the moment, in your soul karma, I would say attribute as well. The karma then reflects it in so many ways because there's guilt there. I didn't do enough. I didn't do it right. I have to come in and redo it. I'm guilty. I'm born this way. And on you go. Dear ones, I would like to tell you right now that this onion of yours can slowly be peeled with this knowledge. None of those things are really accurate. You were born magnificent this time, last time, the time before. No matter what anyone has told you, that's the onion. Those are the peelings you're going to have to remove. What you were told. Not this time necessarily, but last time and the last time and the last time. So you come in with an overlay of unworthiness. Even if you were born this time with total awareness, and you were never told that, even if you awakened early to your magnificence, you still have the residue of the unworthiness that sits upon you from the past. This has created so many old souls and awakening old souls with that feeling that they shouldn't be doing what they're doing. When I got here 33 years ago, the first thing I told you, God knows your name. God is bigger than you've never been told. All of you are magnificent. That you can talk freely to the Creator because the Creator is in you. You don't have to go across a veil to talk to the Creator or go through someone else to talk to the Creator. That all you have to do is think, love, and the Creator is there. It redefines a relationship with God. It's beautiful. It's filled with love. This planet is monotheistic. It all believes in the same God. This planet believes in a loving God, and yet it stops there. It's a loving God who doesn't love you enough to let you talk to it. Use common sense. Could I be right? As I sit here right now and tell you, you've got a lot to unlearn. Because when you got here, the angels sang your name in magnificence. And the angels said to you at the time you arrived, this will be the lifetime where you drop the mantle of guilt for something you never did, that you were told over and over that you had. The truth is different from you were told. The onion then can start to be peeled. Gently at first, peeling off the idea that you may not have been told the correct thing. Told by those who were doing their best because they thought it was correct. They weren't trying to trick you. We've said this before. It's not a betrayal of anyone to peel that onion of what you were told. They had it wrong also. They're magnificent also. And slowly, those layers slough off, and the core of truth is revealed. Listen to this. The onion that you peel of worthiness in this lifetime will never have to be peeled again. You will awaken in the next lifetime without the guilt, feeling worthy, and starting in that position, starting with the truth, starting with the love and the compassion that you can feel, moving ahead early in your life without any unworthiness because of what you do right now. We're going to see you again in the circle of 12. You know what we're going to be doing, don't you? I'm so in love with you. For your understanding and your acknowledgement and the truth that you can feel is yours. And so it is.